Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. That's good. Next, I take an ice bath.
Ooh, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes.
Breakfast is raw liver.
Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Signos.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Cody.
And as you can tell, we have Tiffany Mitchell joining us here on the Winner's Circle today. It's glad to see her back. I won't lie to you guys. We wanted to dive right into it, hit the record button as soon as we hopped on. But just like always, when you haven't seen someone in a while, you start talking. So we've been talking for almost 40 minutes off camera. And
seriously,
it's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Because there were
yeah.
some things on that we were talking about that we can't have on
we
here.
We could.
As much as we'd love to.
We could.
Clean balls, power couples, alpha females, blue minty pills that help your trees stand tall. We've just been all over the place. Lensa, everywhere. We've been everywhere and back.
We'll touch on some of that on this episode, which is perfect. Maybe not the magic blue pill, but maybe something else.
They're not sponsoring us yet, so no.
Yeah, we can't talk about it.
So we for now, just eat oysters and watch porn.
Oh, cheers to that. We're going to move on.
I don't even know how to transition, but I'm going to try. So a few things we got to talk about. Obviously, we want to catch up with Tiffany. We're going to talk about things going on in her life. She had the opportunity to meet the other Califieri, the famous right. Pauly
Actually,
Califieri.
Met first time. You met him before you met me in person.
Yeah, which means I like him more. But anyway.
I understand that. Which I'm we'll actually like, that. It's like, wait, what? You met him in person? You like him more than me? Like, usually doesn't happen.
Pauly's a character. I remember my first encounter with Pauly Califieri.
Yeah.
It's not one you forget. And then we're going to talk about the big announcement. The big announcement today. Some of you watching this already, because this is going to probably drop on, I'm thinking Friday, Cody?
Yeah, Friday,
Saturday.
Yeah.
It's going to drop on Friday. So you probably, the announcement actually came out today as we're recording it. And today it's Wednesday. So we could dive into, we're going to hear from the man himself. He can't give us too many spoilers, but we'll hear a little bit about it. And then if we have some time, we're going to hit some of the trending topics. One of them, as Tiffany mentioned, is Lensa. It's a big thing right now. It's this AI software where it can... It's pretty cool, but there's... Just like anything, there is some controversy surrounding it. So if we have some time, we'll hit that quick. Now that I mentioned it, we kind of have to hit it.
No,
right?
We don't have a choice.
We'll hit that quick. Anything else that I'm forgetting, guys, before we throw it to our this week's sponsor? Because that's coming up in about a minute. And then we're going to go over everything.
No, just I really quickly want to touch on kind of what we covered last week. It's the holiday seasons. There's a lot going on. A lot of people are out. You're shopping. A lot of gifts are being delivered to your home. So there's a lot of people out there that are looking to take advantage of that. So make sure you're fully aware of your surroundings every time you go out. If you're by yourself with a kid, just make sure you're always aware of everything that's going on around you, because a lot of stuff happens at the malls, parking, right at your front door. I'm seeing a lot of videos circulating right now about people just stealing stuff, trying to break into homes. So make sure you're always aware of your surroundings. And if you guys want to hear what we were talking about last week, just some better ways. Derek gave a lot of insight as to ways that you can protect yourself during these kind of crazy times where we see stuff happening. Be sure to go check out that video. And also, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to the channel and turn on those notifications.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe, like, and comment.
She said it best. And by the way, speaking of last week's episode, we talked about the Liver King and the alleged use of steroids. Since then, almost like right after we dropped the video, he came out and did a small, like 6 or 7 minute YouTube video, a shorter clip on Instagram, where he admitted that not only has he used steroids in the past, but he's currently on a cocktail of steroids. And the way I watched the video is kind of like he admitted that this whole character is a facade. It's all something he just made up to try and promote the brand. Go check it out for yourselves. No one was surprised by it. But we wanted to give you that update. We said we would once he had a response. That is the update. That is the response. So before we dive into this week's episode, let's quickly hear from our sponsor, Manscaped.
All right, everyone. So 'tis the season for clean balls. Fa la 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 la. And our friends at Manscaped are helping you clear your driveway for safe travels this holiday season. From stocking stuffers to white elephants, Manscaped's products are at the top of every wish list. Grab some crop mops for your pops or body buffer for the holiday lover. Win this year's white elephant gift and help all the men in your life go from eggnog to nice hog this December by going to manscaped.com and using code WINTERCIRCLE for 20% off plus free shipping.
And ladies, you can also buy this for your man. I always want to make sure that whatever I get my man, it's something he can actually use. And their Performance Package 4.0 is absolutely giving me my money's worth. He loves the products so much, and his confidence has shot up since he started using them for all of his grooming needs. Gift your man Manscaped this holiday season so his tree stands taller, if you know what I mean. Help him join the 7 million men worldwide who trusted Manscaped with 20% off plus free shipping with the code WINTERCIRCLE by going to manscaped.com.
Yeah, I agree with both of them. And by the way, I love when we read manscaped.com scripts because I get to sit here and listen, and it's phenomenal. Great script writing over there at Manscaped. So again, just to recap, we have the Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0, the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. You also have the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, and you have the Crop Reviver Ball Toner. Plus, as we've said the last two episodes, you get the free goodies, which is going to be the carry bag, which you can store everything in, store other things in. You also get the Manscaped boxers, which Cody and I have both stated, probably my favorite boxers I own. I wear them whenever they're clean, of course. And right now is a great time to get them. Like they said, it's around the holidays. So get 20% off and free shipping with our code WINTERCIRCLE at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com using our code WINTERCIRCLE. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
All right, so we're back, and now we want to catch up with Tiff. So Tiff, talk to us. It's been a while since the season ended. What have you been up to? I know I want to kind of hear about Philadelphia and how you did meet my brother. So what's been going on?
First of all, I have to say, I have really missed you guys. Yeah. When you guys first had me on the Winter Circle to do podcasting, I don't know if you know, but I was a little nervous. I was like, oh my God, me by myself on the show or interviewing or talking about something. I was a little overwhelmed, but once I got into it, I was having fun. It was going great. And then the show ended, and then I was like, oh, so I really miss getting on my mic and running my mouth and seeing you guys' faces and having to coordinate stuff. So thank you for taking some time for, you know, the little people in your lives, first of all.
We were trying to track you down. You're all over the place. Every time we text you, you're like, I'm traveling here, but I'll be back here. So thank you for making time for us as well.
No, and honestly, Tiff,
I see you posted on social.
You've made the channel completely different. It's added a completely different element. You were such a badass doing it by yourself, which is really, really difficult. It's easy to do it with somebody that you're comfortable with and having a conversation. You bounce stuff back off of each other, but you were bringing on different people, having different guests, and then your interviews were amazing too. So you were the biggest addition to this podcast. It felt like it made us whole. That's what it felt
Thank
like.
You.
That was
you
such know, a fucking line. Say. That was such a line. I feel like such a loser. But it really did. It felt like you made us whole.
But it was true.
It was absolutely true.
It made us whole.
It was absolutely true because it really did. It rounded
out
everything.
Add a little color to the picture.
How you doing?
We need that. I mean, you see me over here?
No, not you. I will say,
white is a color, okay? It's the absence of color, actually, isn't it?
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I will say, people don't even realize this either. You know, I think going into the show, before I ever did Big Brother, I was the most like comfortable with myself, unapologetically me, just like what you see is what you get. And I've always been comfortable being that way. And I think being displayed in a public light, like, okay, going on Big Brother and coming off, I expected to get some backlash. But I think sharing like my own personality on the podcast, where I'm like digesting what I'm watching and giving my points of view. And then, like, people don't know this, but I actually do read a lot of the comments, and some of them are going to be so happy. Like, yes, she saw when I stabbed her in the neck. You know, those things really do affect you. The crazy thing is I never even thought I would develop anxiety. Like, I'm a person who is like never really gave an F, like from parents to grandparents to friends, relationships. I'm like, hey, I'm going to be me. And I find that since coming off the show, since doing the podcast, even posting on social media, I am not so comfortable just doing something and sharing it. And it's not just because of the backlash I've received. It's backlash that I see other people receive, just how people take things. We're in such a sensitive society right now where it's like you always say the wrong thing to someone.
Right.
And 100%. So you're going to offend someone no matter what.
I'm like, you know, I've always wanted to share my experiences, share my voice. Not that I have advice or I'm right or I'm wrong, just that I have experiences that someone else may be able to relate to. And so I want to share them or my opinions about how I felt or how I move or how I get over them. And then you realize as you're sharing, there are so many people who just want to see you hurt or fail or feel bad, and they have no problem passing that energy off to you. So now I'm in a space where I'm like, I don't want to be boxed in. Like, I don't want to be afraid to speak. I don't want to not share. But I also am like, do I want the headache and the backlash of just being me and sharing with people who may want to hear from me? And then people who don't even like me are tuning in like, I just came here so I can shit on you. How do you deal with that? It's a lot. And that is not even what you asked me, but
no,
I just went off.
But that's why we want to catch up. Cause I think people, first and foremost, a lot of people are going to relate to what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because even if they haven't been on TV, I feel like with social media, everyone is very concerned about likes and comments and that public acknowledgement when they put a post, even if it's just with their families, because that's like, that's what a society has kind of become. And I think, first and foremost, on the outside, you couldn't tell. So for you to share that with people, that's big of you to do that. I do think as time passes, that's going to be less and less of a factor for you. I know it's been 7-8 years for Cody and I, although Cody did go back on the show. But I feel like, as a former cop, I felt like there was nothing I hadn't heard being said about me or to me. Like, I was a stone wall. You couldn't break me. I came off Big Brother and I was super self-conscious about the post I was putting up, how I looked, what I was saying. Same thing as you. But now, and I feel like Cody and I kind of really came into it this season, just saying what we honestly feel.
Yeah.
And knowing, like, laughing about it. Like, we're not trying to piss people off, but knowing what the comments are going to be before the video even goes live. And just, I don't want to say not giving a shit, but understanding that we're being honest about who we are and we're going to offend people and just accepting it. And being okay with it. And I got a lot of that from Cody, to be honest, because he's even more open than I am. And I feed off of him, where he's just like, I'm going to say how I feel. I don't care. I'm just going to be honest. And if people don't like it, tough shit. And I think that just comes with time.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't like that when I first came off of Big Brother. When I first came off, I think it just came with like growth and maturity, because when I was first coming off, I was terrified to say anything. I was like, oh, man, nobody really wants to hear what I have to say. Nobody really cares. And I don't feel like getting trolled. I don't feel like people like shitting on me. And then all of a sudden it got to the point where I was like, I just don't give a fuck. Like, these people mean nothing to me. They're literally an image on a social media platform of somebody else that's a real person. So I was like, if you troll me, you troll me. And if it's a real person, like, I respect it. And I have no problem going back and forth with somebody. But I don't know. I just kind of grew into that.
You guys gave me some really good advice. I remember, I know it came from Derek, but both of you kind of added into it with the fact that everybody's not going to like what you say. And you'll lose people for your opinions or your thoughts or your mindset. And that's fine. But you'll also gain people, too, for being your authentic self. And those are the people who are really supportive of you. And that's the only thing that matters. But I try not to concern myself about the people who don't agree or like what I'm saying, but I'm not going to act like I don't look into myself and be like, hey, am I doing something? Should I be thinking about this in a different way? But if you spend so much time doing that, you'll always second guess yourself. And I have never been a person who needed to, because whenever I've set my mind to something, I'm not a bad decision maker. I definitely think things through. Whenever I've decided that I was going to do something and I was going to do it my way, it's worked out. It's gotten me here.
Right.
So I've never needed a group of people who don't know me to tell me how to move. And so it did cause a little anxiety. I still am trying to, even with family, like that's the crazy thing too. It's like I deal with things online and then you see family and they're like, yeah, I can't believe you. I'd be like, if you don't shut the, what we not going to do is you not going to tell me about how I'm conducting anything in this reality virtual world. But yes, I'm doing well.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And we didn't scare you off. You're still here and you're coming back next year for Big Brother.
This is so home. Clearly,
yeah, like, so I mean.
Like, no, this is home. I feel safe here because they're going to attack you guys first. No, I'm just kidding.
That's okay.
You know what? You got some heat, too. I saw you taking shots on Twitter for even being associated with us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a bad. Tiffany, that's you. We're the devil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
listen. I'm like, if they mad at me for associating with y'all, they should see my family. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So,
preach.
But yes, preach. So let's go. I've done a couple of trips. Okay.
Yep.
So I went to New York for Christian Birkenberger's release party.
That's right.
Shout out Christian.
That's right.
Shout out
for you.
To Christian
go check it out.
For
iTunes.
You. Yes. And the video was cute. Him and Melinda were so cute. Mm-hmm. Everything was nice. It was nice to see everybody come out and support him. You had people from Survivor, The Challenge, Big Brother. Everybody was, it was a lot of love and support for him there. And one of the things that occurred while I was there, I was so glad to do this. This was a separate get together from Christian's event, but me and the girls, and when I say the girls, like me, Azza, Chada, Chanel from Survivor, Kemi from Big Brother,
yep,
Brittany, we all developed, like not developed, but I guess we bonded over like our sisterhood on that trip. Just like doing things like this, chatting about how we get over our things, or how we heal, or how we work through experiences. But it was so great. So then, like, I'm trying to think of who it was. There's somebody I can't name because of some people are under contract, so you can't talk about them.
Okay.
But there was me, Kimmy, Chanel, Chada, Azza. I think there, if I'm leaving somebody out, I'm so sorry. And then there was Taylor, who we like brought in. We all went to the Tiffany store. Tiffany in New York, the big one. It was so nice. They brought us champagne. We all got these sisterhood bracelets.
That's awesome.
We all picked out the same Tiffany bracelet. And we all got one.
Cody and I even got Taylor one.
No big deal. Yeah. I kind of want to go to the Tiffany store.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go to the Manscaped store and get your balls clean.
Hey.
So we.
Plug. Get custom made buzzer.
It's so crazy because we're in Tiffany. Mm-hmm. It's all of these women meaning us. We have our champagne glasses. And I'm just telling them how, for me, like, I love having them. I'm older than everyone. I love them like they're my babies, but then they're my sisters, but then they're my friends. And I feel like they don't even have to accept me in their circle. Like, you know, they can be like, girl, you too old. But it was so nice to feel the love. Mm-hmm. And everyone was talking about how, like, Kimmy's like, I needed this. And Chanel's like, I didn't have this. I needed this. And we were in Tiffany crying. We were in tears. We were in tears trying to toast. And I mean, ugly cry, like, I love you. Oh, God, I can't, you know, it was crazy. So
and now how long have you known, like, I know obviously
Tiffany
Taylor,
people are like,
but like, how long have you known, like, the other group, like Kemi, I can't remember. I don't know. You literally just said it. The girl from
Chanel,
Survivor.
So, Chanel. So Kemi, it's so crazy because has this happened to you? It's happened to me with you guys. Like, I will feel like I've met someone, mm-hmm. but really I've only talked to them virtually.
Right.
And so I'm trying to remember when I first met Kemi because I don't yeah. know. There are times when I'll tell her, I'll be like, remember we were at Hearts last year? And she's like, I was not at Hearts. And I'm like, I talked to you. She's like, that was on FaceTime. But mostly everybody since leaving the show, I know mm-hmm. me and Kemi met like relatively after leaving the show. Chanel, I met in DC at the Celebrity Big Brother mm-hmm. release party. And she came, like, I invited her to my birthday. She came. I love Chanel. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it's crazy the connection you will have with people that otherwise you may have never met. You wouldn't even know that yeah. you'd be connected to them. But we just do have such a very tight sisterhood that is so needed. It's so necessary because we deal with a lot in the public. And it's good to have a safe place to mm-hmm. come back to, a safe space to say, girl, whew, let me send you this tweet because I was about to say something. And then we'll just, you know, we'll do our comments in our group chat alone and handle it. There's therapy. It's real. It's group
because
therapy.
Because they
for
also, yeah. they're people that you, that have been through the similar thing, have a similar story where it's like, oh, somebody tweeted something like that at me and it made me feel the exact same way that you're feeling right now. So you don't feel alone. And there's a bond yeah. in that, which is crazy. We've talked about that for, I mean, we've talked about, that's a positive, like that's a positive bond between all of you. But there's also the people that take it in a negative way. It's like, oh, they just band together. And it's almost like that mob mentality. But this is like something that's pure and that's amazing because you guys share experience.
I'm so glad you said that.
You know?
Why does pro something have to mean anti something else?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that. Me being pro my sister group with them yeah. doesn't mean I hate every other girl that's not in the group with us. Like, it doesn't mean that. It just means for this right here,
yeah.
I'm pro this, but I'm not anti everything that's not included in that.
Right. Yeah, that's tough.
But I am anti the fact that neither one of you have taken the time to come and meet me because after that, I went to Philly.
Well,
and guess who
I
was in Philly?
Paulie, but I will say real quick, you were pushing hard for me to come to New York. And now all I'm thinking about is all you girls together with this bond and then the white guy on the end. And that would have been even worse for me. I would have got torched.
First of all, you wouldn't have been on the end because we would have sent you back with the other white guys. We had kicked the other white guys out by then. Christian went back to where he's from. You've gone back to where
you weren't in as much as you want, Derek. You couldn't have got in on the Tiffany special. Okay. The Tiffany special was something for the sisters and the sisterhood and them enjoying that.
Girls.
Okay. You couldn't be there crying with them. They can't give you a tissue.
Before you talk about Paulie, I will say we got to see how it goes. Obviously we're going to cover Big Brother, but what would be cool would be if we could do like a finale episode or something like that, where with COVID going away, I guess somewhat, we might be out in LA for the finale, but if not, it'd be cool to do an episode of the Winner's Circle, the three of us in New mm-hmm. York or something like
yeah.
that, where we get a space,
it, yeah.
a bar, a hall, whatever, and do a live show. If you'd be interested
in
something like that.
2023?
Yeah.
Yes.
It'd be 2023.
Yeah. We should do premiere.
We could do premiere too. We could do a Winner's Circle premiere if that's something that you guys would be interested in the comments. If and something reasonable where you're in the area where you would actually show up. Way down in the comments below, let us know if that's something that you would attend. If we did something where we did a live kind of pre-show Winner's Circle, then we watch the show together and then maybe do an episode after to recap it. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, because we can kind of like put our ideas of what we can do our lottery.
Oh, yeah, we could do our draft.
Right. Yeah, we could do our draft then. Me not knowing what it's
called. We'll have to work it out. But that would be cool. I'd come to New York. Tiffany, you're not too far. You're Detroit. Cody, I mean, you could walk there. So, I mean, that's not too bad for you either. I mean, you got
to
take a bus.
Let me find out. I've been to New York all these times. Cody could walk there. I was
in
Jersey.
Time out. That's not right. I can't walk there. I'm not that close. It's a pain in the ass.
Well, what about when I was in Jersey?
When was that?
And I said, Cody, I'm in Jersey. When I said Cody, I'm in Jersey.
Wait, we're in Jersey? Oh, that's right. Tiff, we had this conversation. You were staying up, like, you stayed up right where Christy lives. You didn't tell me that until afterwards. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, you were in, I'm not going to say where. I was like, you were in that town? Like, Christy's family's from right there. You told me after the fact. Don't do that to me.
Mm. I don't know. I got the text messages to prove it.
I remember us talking. It was before an episode, before you put out an episode. And I was like, Tiff, I know exactly where that is.
You know who I did meet?
So how was that?
Dancing machine.
Yeah.
He's a thick
Oh my God.
I think either you posted it or Derek posted it. And it was like him doing a dance and like, and everybody knows this, like Paul, and obviously I love him to death. When he does stuff like that and we're out, I'm like, bro, stop doing that. But like everybody records it.
He is a thick little dancing machine.
Oh, he loves it.
I said, get on out there with that thickness and do it. He might as well have a whistle. He remind me of Terrell on White Chicks. He was just out there.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on right now.
You don't know the White Chicks, the guy Terrell? He does. No, I do. It was just like the chest pop thing. I'm going to go for it right now. Yeah. I was watching that. I was so pissed. Because like I was in PA. I was in Pennsylvania. I just couldn't go to Philly. Because I was doing like a Friendsgiving. I see my college buddies. Like, we don't see each other that often anymore. So I was like, fuck, Derek. And I was like, I didn't know he knew who I was.
I saw him. I came upstairs. I was at Derek's. I stayed at Derek's. First of all, shout out to Derek Frazier. I love Derek.
He's amazing.
That's my baby's daddy, okay? My second baby's daddy. Y'all don't know the baby yet. It's still in his sperm and sack. So anyway. But he manscapes.
Yes, he does.
Oh, my God. We're out here now. And you're concerned about what people are saying.
That's okay. So. We're here.
I told you. Now, the first thing I started is with the disclaimer. I can't help but be me. You know, me going to show up. Now, it's the after effects. When me shows up, I sit in the corner and go, now, girl, why was you saying that? I'd be like, I don't know.
I always have the next day remorse. I'm like, I shouldn't have said that. It is what it is.
I text you plenty of times like, did I go too hard? And Cody ain't shit. Cody be like, no, I don't feel like editing. It was great.
No, I'm like, Tiff, it was fucking fire.
You got the timestamp.
No, yeah, there was only one.
No, don't worry about it.
No, I was like, it's just, there's so many things where obviously we're overly critical of ourselves, but like, I know how it comes across with you and I'm listening as like a third party ultimately. And so I'd be listening and I'd be like, man, that's not even close. But we all feel that way. Like there's times where Derek and I do that after we record and we're like, bro, I don't know, did we go too hard? And then we listen to it and then it's like, nah, just leave it.
And then I jump on Twitter and they'd be like, the bros went too hard.
Yeah. It's so funny because you always took the heat for us when we come out. I rarely got added in anything that we said, but I always would see your stuff and you're like taking shots for what Cody and I said. What are you doing out there?
I'm used to it. Hey, you know, somebody told me they're gonna talk about you, whether it's good and they talk about you, or it's bad and they talk about you. As long as they're talking about you, you're still getting paid. And they don't know that. But the more they talk about me, the more I become the it girl.
It's true.
Damn it, Tiff. Why don't you just give that away?
Speaking about getting paid.
Thanks, Cody. I did get that money. Thank you.
Yeah, Cody's the accountant. Cody's the accountant for Winner Circle.
I just want people to know I don't come on here for free. I be making money. I love it too.
You know, people think you're out here like just doing this because it is fun. It's nice to have fun and get paid. But yeah, no, we do make
no.
Money
what
doing
they
this
need to realize
job.
Is all those interviews we do is for free. But go
with
ahead.
Exactly.
Like, people be like, you didn't do a podcast with this person. You didn't do a podcast. I be like, they didn't pay me nothing. But I did a podcast with the Winner Circle, and I always get a check. No, I'm just kidding. But I am not kidding. But Cody,
By the way,
Cody,
by the
I
way,
heard
people,
you got some money.
You are not that's not open for everybody. So don't think you're going to come on and be like, oh, yeah, the Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle is going to pass.
No. I am a part of the Winner's Circle. Yeah. I'm the Winner's Circle with Tiffany Mitchell. If you don't have this,
you got to have this. Yeah, you got to be on the t-shirt to get paid.
You don't have this.
I love that.
Oh my God, they're clipping that. They're clipping that.
Yeah, that's perfect.
But Cody, what I was speaking about with money is the big announcement, which dropped today. Do you want to let people in on that? Because you're going to be on another show competing for some money, right?
Yeah, this is super. This one was super exciting. So the show is called The Traitors. It's going to be streaming on Peacock only. And it's the cool thing about it is it drops January 12th and every episode is out there. So you can watch, you can binge watch it.
Netflix style.
Yeah, Netflix style. So it's going to be all the episodes out there. And this one is wild. So the premise of the show is there is a group of people, a small group. I can't say too much. So I hope I give a good explanation. There's a tiny group of the cast, which there's 20 people in the cast. And there's a tiny group that are called the Traitors. Now the Traitors every night send home one of the Faithfuls. So the group that's not a traitor are called the Faithfuls. Before, that's at midnight. During the day, everybody does a group challenge. We try to add money to the pot and we try to continue to make the pot go up, because ultimately at the end, whatever the pot is at, that's what the winners take home. The group every single day has a deliberation, like a round table where everyone is hashing it out as to who they think the traitors are. And it is wild. This show is such a wild ride. It's so, as a person that was on it, this, like, Big Brother, the mental strain that it took on me for this, like, Big Brother didn't even hold a hair to it. It was like, I had to talk to somebody where, like, I came off of Big Brother, and you guys know how it goes. We've talked about this. They offer, like, a therapist and stuff. And immediately after the show, I was never like, I'm good. I don't need to talk to somebody.
Same.
I was talking to somebody through the entire show and after the show, because it messed with my head so badly. Like, every day was a nightmare. It was – I lost weight like how I did on Big Brother, but it was just like I couldn't wait for the show to be like done, to like uplift, because like I'm competitive, right? So like we all want to win. I think we're all similar in that sense. So like the strain that it puts on me is now getting fought by, like, I'm having this like internal battle where I'm like, no, you need to win. You're struggling right now, but no, you got to persevere through that because you need to win. It was brutal. I was like, I was struggling bad, but the show is wild. The production was wild. We stayed in this castle. We filmed out in Scotland. And it was just, it was insane. I can't wait for everyone to see it. It's just a production value where I haven't seen anything on it yet, but man, I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
Sounds it's all like known people too, right?
Congratulations.
So thank you. So it's half and half. So some of the faces you're seeing, there's people like Ryan Lochte, gold medalist winner. There's people from Survivor. Like, we had Suri, we had Stephanie from Survivor, Rachel from Big Brother. We had a bunch of people from Bravo, like Kyle Cook.
I'm excited to see Reza from Shaw's of Sunset.
Reza from Shaw's of Sunset. Caitlin from Below Deck. Brandy from The Real Housewives. And, like, when you throw a lot of these, and especially the Bravo people, like, wait till you see what goes on at some of these roundtables. It is, like, claws come out. It is so intense. Yeah. Imagine Big Brother having the nomination ceremony. No HOH, just like the house has to decide which two people are nominated.
And I would, like, love that.
Say it face to face. So it's like, once you get pointed at, it's like, it was wild. It was so wild. Hosted by Alan Cummings, who was an absolute beast at hosting the show. So it was a wild
shots
ride.
Shots at Julie right there.
No, that's not kidding. Shots at Julie. I'm just kidding. Jeff is a great host.
See, just because he's anti- Just because he's pro Allen doesn't mean he's anti Julie. So this is a great example.
Boom.
Nah, Julie's the GOAT.
See that,
Julie's
Derek? You're part of the problem.
Yeah, I am.
No, Derek is the problem.
I'm the puppeteer, remember? I'm the guy, I'm behind the scenes.
Fight with each other over there. No, it was wild. You two would love it. You two would thrive at it. It would be a great show for the both of you to be on. And it's so shorter. Cody. It's not the same. It's like, but it's mentally taxing.
What's the time that you guys started?
22 days is the full set of filming. Oh.
That's cool. That's
not
bad.
But, you're there for a little bit longer, like depending on when you stay, depending on when you go, like, you know, because we got to come in, we had to quarantine. So it was a little bit longer, you know.
I want to go back to something you said, because to me, this is important. You talked about that coming off of this show, you needed to talk to somebody mm-hmm. like routinely. And people don't understand how our mental health is affected every time we go in and we play these games. To them, they're watching us humans play a game. But we are social experiments in all of these games that we play. And it has an effect on the mind. I'm still my mind will probably never be the same. And I don't think any of our brains will ever, our minds will ever be the same. My brain might be the same, but my mind will not be the same. So how's your mindset now that you've finished filming and you've been talking to somebody?
I'm good. It took me a little bit because I think what I was uncovering with the guy that I was speaking with was why I struggle so badly and like why I've struggled in the past, which was crazy because it kind of opened up just different sides of me that I was like, and ultimately it came down to two things. It's like, there's a competitive side of me and there's a compassionate side of me. And mm-hmm. I can't figure out which side I want to cater to. And then when the two clash, that's when I really struggle. When my competitive side clashes with the compassionate. So it's like, even in Big Brother, I struggle with that because it's like, I'm competitive. I want to win. But I know that I'm winning at somebody else's expense and I see people cry and it's like when people have to go on the block, they struggle. So there's that side of me that is fighting with the other side where it's like, you got to let that go so that you can win or you're just – so it was a struggle and it kind of went back. And then I talked to the person afterwards and it was like – it was describing these situations, these pressure cooker situations, like almost like you're dropped behind enemy lines and you're fighting for your life mentally to win. And then you come out and you come home and it's like, oh, turn it off. And you can't, like, you just can't turn that off. So it's like, I was home and I would say to the guy, I was like, man, I'm just like, I'm lethargic all day. He's like, that's normal. That's part of your brain getting back to the real world. And it's like, these were never things that I fully understood. But I think, again, when I come off Big Brother, I didn't, you know, I didn't really feel that both times. Like after the first time, after the second time, after this time, it was like, wow, I'm like going through it. I'm like, I'm going through it every day.
We don't know what happened this time.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of, like you said, like distrust. When I went on the challenge and I came out, I told y'all, I was like, I'm kind of fucked up right now. Mm-hmm. Like, not even just with the people in the challenge. Like, I came out like, is any of this shit real? Do any of these people like me? Is anybody that I've met over the last year that I've been in that I've known through this reality, are any of them my real friends? How do I know that we're friends? Is this all a game? Is it all a plot? Are we all still like?
Yeah.
It's a lot, you know?
It's a lot. And I think, I don't know how much I can talk about. Yeah, I can't get into the logistics of what was happening, but I think the logistics of it created this like moral dilemma for me because there was moments where it's like when you're playing Big Brother, the game doesn't turn off. Like the game doesn't turn off. You're stuck in this pressure cooker 24/7. You don't get away. Right. You don't escape. And so I think there was some logistics that was going on with this show that made me kind of snap out of the game and be like, what is happening? And then that was a big struggle because then it's like you go back. We were talking about this a little bit earlier where it's like you say something and then the next day you're like, well, why did I say that? And this like how this game worked, it allowed a lot of that. And that's where I struggled so badly.
Okay. So I have a question that me and every viewer that's watching right now and listening wants to know. Is the Winner's Circle going to recap this show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Okay. And then everybody also wants to know, is Tiffany going to be a part of the recap because she has shit she wants to ask and say?
Yeah, which we can. And this is why it's perfect. And absolutely. And we'll be able to talk through it after like watching episodes. And
when it releases.
Yeah, it's tough right now.
Well, the whole thing's going to be out. So we'll have to break up the schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll break it up. We'll have to go slow because one of the things I realize is regardless of when something aired, people will be like, why'd you put the spoiler in the title? And I'm like, the show already came out.
Yeah,
so
we deal with that, right?
We'll figure it out.
We deal with that all
the time.
We'll
definitely have to figure that out, because people are, the problem we're going to run into, and this is probably a conversation we can have off the recording, it's like someone's going to go and binge the whole thing. A lot of people are.
Yeah. Right.
So we're going to be talking about episode one, and they're going to be commenting about episode two and three, and we're not going to be able to avoid
We're going to have to put disclaimers in there.
Yeah, it might have to be something where...
So we're going to have to binge watch it, too.
I think so.
I don't even know. Yeah, this is...
What?
Look at Cody. Goes. Cody's like, y'all two on your own. I'm not watching that shit. And
no, we got
to... Cody's going to be our guest.
Like, time has passed, right? So it's like, I didn't even have access to it. Where Big Brother, it's like you film and then you come out and it's already all been put out.
It's all there,
We filmed this... April?
That was a while ago, dude.
Yeah. April? So I'm almost like, at the beginning. I don't know. What is it that, 7 months out?
Wasn't it right after Big Brother ended? Because you took off?
Let me find out that's why he didn't come on a challenge with me.
It was after the challenge. Yeah. It was after the challenge filmed. I left in April.
Yeah, so we will see. So the trade, is it Traitors or The Traitors?
The Traitors US, because there's also, there's like, if this is, if you want to get an understanding about this show, it's already dropped in the Netherlands.
Netherlands
is where it originated. And now, so when we were filming, right when we finished filming, the UK version filmed. So we filmed first, UK version filmed. The UK version is already out. So you can watch it to get like an understanding. If you're really into trying to figure out what the concept of this show is. Yeah, you can watch it. Well, I assume it's not that easy. Because it's like you don't have access to maybe some UK shows, so it may be a little bit of a process.
Well, that's why if you have a VPN, which we've recommended before, if you have a VPN, you can change your location.
Yeah.
Check it out. Any shows across the pond.
This show's going to be wild. I got to be honest with you. You guys are going to see. I'm like fucking such a, I don't know how to describe it other than being such a baby. Like I just struggle through this one.
January 12th, you said?
January 12th. It's coming out January 12th.
January 12th.
Is it January 12th Peacock. Or January 10th? Because I saw a couple of things.
January 12th.
Okay.
Let me get January 12th,
Peacock. Watch it, binge it. We will be talking about it on here, the Winner's Circle,
January 12th.
Myself, Tiffany, and Cody. We'll get some, yes, you're going to get to watch the show, but Cody, after the show airs, Cody can give us some of the behind the scenes, the things you didn't see, which is always what I'm personally interested in, the nuances
behind the scenes.
Stuff that didn't make the footage. Because you haven't seen the episodes yet, right?
No, I haven't seen anything.
So you don't know what made it and what didn't. So there's going to be things where you're going to be like, how didn't that get in there?
And it is so tough because it's not like a Big Brother feel. Like there's a camera crew there. I don't know what I can talk about. I think I can say
that. Well, just wait.
I hate that.
We don't need you getting sued before the show starts.
Well, I'll say, most shows, Survivor, Challenge,
it's the same.
They're like that with the camera crew. Big Brother does not have a camera crew. And I think that's why you get more of our real selves, because we forget that the cameras are there. And but with the challenge, when you're talking, if I'm talking to you guys, then all of a sudden here come three or four people and then they've got this boom over your head. So then it's like, okay, so I know I've got to continue talking
about
what I was
talking about. I have to say something, or maybe I have to repeat.
Yeah.
It's interesting, right?
I was uncomfortable with that.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Like how you get like, oh no, you should understand it. You're in front of cameras on Big Brother, but it's not the same.
No, I'm not. No.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm
the
not
same.
In front of cameras. Cameras are posted all over the house. I'm not in front of cameras like
you forget.
That. There's
there.
Not
That's
a guy
why great
who's
moments
like,
on Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. There's not this guy.
I wouldn't like that either.
Now, Tiff, on the challenge, did they ever put you on ice? Did they use that?
Yes.
Where it's like no talking. You may be in the middle of like a serious convo. They're like, stop. You're like, what the.
And then they would tell us, like, you're on ice. And I know all of you know what that means because you've been on TV before. And I'm like, yeah, there was no ice in Big Brother.
Yeah.
It's like,
well,
what?
Technically, we had the lockdowns, right? Those were like technically on ice. But they didn't use the term. Mm. We just had lockdowns. So I was hearing this. I was like,
they never used the term ice. Yeah. The only time we were like on technical ice was like backyard. When we're getting ready for the meeting and we know we can't talk, but they would just come on and be like, no talking, guys. I need you guys all to just sit still. No talking.
Mm-hmm.
No talking. But nobody said ice. If I would ever said ice, then when I got to the challenge, I would have known. I was like, what ice? Yeah. I don't have no ice.
Yeah.
He said ice.
Mm. I was like, I'm trying to have some food, too. That was another adjustment. Because it was like Scotland, right? So we're in Scotland. And Tiff, you were in Argentina. So it's like you get used to like a cuisine that you're eating. And then all of a sudden we're in like Scotland and the food I'm eating, it's like lunch was just cold sandwiches, like pasta salad. I'm like, I need something hot. Like, what are we doing here? Like, I was also starving for a good portion of the time. I was like, dude, I'm so hungry. I'm going to pass out.
Shows out of the country, somewhere else. It you have to really dig into yourself. It takes a lot of mind control because everything is different. Everything. Yeah. There's language barriers. There's tropics. There's the food. Everything in Argentina was pork. There was pork on everything. Mm. I'm like, I don't even eat pork. Mm. Pork on the pizza, pork in the macaroni, pork in the eggs, pork in the bacon. I know it's pork and bacon. Pork in
everything. That sounds phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you would have made it, so you should go on a challenge in phenomenal. Argentina.
No pig jokes, guys. I know the pig jokes are coming in the comments. Okay, so it's coming.
They're I
coming.
Almost made one. I'm glad you cut me off.
They're coming. I don't know where you're going with it, so I'm glad I cut you off. Last thing, and this is pales in comparison to what we've already talked about. We talked about some serious stuff, some fun stuff, but we mentioned it at the top of the show, so we got to mention it quickly. Before we started recording, I think it was myself or Tiffany brought it up, this whole trend that's going on right now with Lensa, the app. This is not a paid promotion for them, but I found it very cool. I know Tiffany did it. Cody said he's not going to do it. I want to get Cody's thoughts on what he's seeing, obviously Tiffany's thoughts, but also a little bit of controversy with it. I put it up on my personal page on Instagram, and for the most part, I just wanted to see what people thought. But there were some comments saying like, hey, this is other people's like actual artists' artwork that's on the internet. And this artificial intelligence that this app uses is stealing that art and then kind of mashing it together to make artwork with your face. And like, people need to know this. You shouldn't support it. And I'm not saying it's not true, but I wanted to get your guys' opinion on it because it feels like, man, you can't do anything these days. You're going to get shit for no matter what you do. I just saw it and thought it was cool. I did it for my kids and stuff, and I was ready to post them all. And then I'm like, maybe I shouldn't post them.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
But is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
You gotta cut carbs for 30 days.
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Signos.
And that's whatever. It's like, whatever. I mean,
I
don't understand, I guess.
Tiffany said it. I mean, we paid. Lensa's the one that's got to answer for it.
Paid Lensa. And let me just say, my little goofy ass paid Lensa a lot of money because I didn't like the ones that they were sending to me. So I said, that shit don't look like me. Do another one. So I paid Lensa, and Lensa should be paying the people whose pictures they stole.
Agreed. So let me ask you this. You don't get to see what you're buying before you buy it?
No.
I'm doing that. Look at my arm.
It's $3. It's like $3.
$3 my ass. I paid 11. Then I paid 7. What are you talking about? $3? Oh, what, you got a deal? You got a coupon? You did Black Friday?
You got the 100 pack. You got the 100 pack, didn't you?
I told you they had me looking goofy. I did it so many times. I said, do another one.
Everybody's going to call me cheap, but I'm like, I'm not paying $3 for that. I'd pay $1.99 maybe.
You upload ten selfies, and then it actually takes time. Like, you upload it, and then it'll take like 3 or 4 hours before you get your artwork because it actually is using some type of artificial intelligence.
Stealing.
Yeah, I mean, and by allegedly. The way,
like,
for
look
me,
at this. Look at that. Who the hell is that? That ain't me.
That looks like I'll tell you right now. That looks like you if they made you into a Fortnite character. That's
like an LOL
looks like.
Doll or something.
I don't think anybody knows.
There were
Fortnite.
Some I that I was just games, like, I don't know. Some of them I was like, now, what Rihanna picture did y'all take and try to make it be me?
Tiff, I don't think that's the part of it.
It's like, it's not supposed to be
exact. It does look like you.
It does, absolutely. Like, I believe that's you for
that
sure.
That looks 100%. Like, it looks like a combination of a cartoon character of you and maybe Rihanna smashed in slightly, because it does have Rihanna-esque. It's got a Rihanna feel to it.
Yeah, that 100% looks
Tiff,
like
Tiff, that's like, that's you too. Like, that's 100%
what are you talking
you.
About? What are you talking about?
No, I didn't
these
even
are
show
all
any of these.
Are all the ones that Tiff got. See, this is the thing that we deal. Well, I deal with this with Tiff. She'll send me a photo and be like, "You make me look stupid." I'm like, "Tiff, you look good, and this is what you look like. You're just critical of yourself."
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm the same way too.
And Tiff, you do look good. That's the thing. It's a compliment, but we all have that. Overly
now I don't
critical.
Care what y'all say. If y'all say this, me, I'm fighting both of y'all.
Okay, let me see. Okay, the nose, they fucked you on the nose there. But there are
look
the
at
eyes
Cody.
Is you.
Cody's like, that's how you look.
The eyes is you. The eyes is definitely you, and the lips are you.
Cody said, that's how you look, girl. You know he said, be real with yourself, queen.
I mean, yeah, girl. No, but like, seriously. It's like, there's a resemblance. But these are cartoon. There. It's not like, you know, it's obviously going to adjust your nose and stuff like that, which I'd be happy with because I hate my nose and I'll never do anything about it. But it is what it is. That's the one thing why I always am seeing. I'm always seeing photos of myself. I'm like, man, that fucking nose is big. Like, that thing is hanging too. I got like a hook nose. And you know what people did to me? This is the best of the trolls.
As long as you use it right, ask Christy.
Oh, my nose? Jesus, man. Tiff. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, we're not even drinking. What the hell is happening here?
We could be.
He just
I need to look up.
Cody just nosed his microphone.
That's right.
What?
He did it. He knew what I was talking
about. Oh my God.
I gotta look up. Do you remember seeing
Derek? If
people
are on audio right now, you gotta check out the YouTube video, Cody.
I am crying. Hey, shout out to Stephanie. Stephanie from Derek's show, Crime Weekly. Yes. I miss her. She did our Celebrity Big Brother with us. I don't know why I just thought about her, but shout out to Steph. I miss you.
talk about what you were just talking about, and now you're like, hey, by the way, shout out to Stephanie. Like, is this something you need to tell us? Like, because that was a transition. Damn.
Sorry. It's my, the way my brain works.
I got you. Listen, my final thoughts on Lensa, for me anyways, I hear where people are coming from. That was part of the reason I didn't post the other photos. I didn't keep it going, right? I stopped after I posted the initial post. You know, some people in the comments are like, hey, Derek, be aware of this or whatever. Great. I'm glad you let me know. Then you got some people like, how dare you? I'm actually surprised that you would do something like this. As like with most people, I didn't research Lensa before downloading the app. I saw it for what it, you know, on the surface what it was. But I'm not going to keep promoting it if that's what's going on. I don't think being complicit is an excuse. Like, I understand that when you're doing certain things, like people with the Nike shoes, right? Like, we know what's going on, how the sneakers are being made. But most people aren't stopping buying Nikes. So it's like, yeah, you're aware of it, but you're still purchasing the product. You're still in a way supporting it. So I get where people are coming from, but I wouldn't start shaming people for posting the Lensa art, because most people don't necessarily know that this is going on. And I will say this, and I have no proof of it. There were people in my comments that were debating about the reality of that allegation, because some people are like, oh, that's they're using other people's artwork. And then there were people who were like, that's not how this works. And so I don't know what the truth is. I'm sure we will. And like Tiffany said, if there is truth to it, Lensa is going to have to pay a hefty price, and they're probably not going to have the money to do it. So Lensa will go away very fast, just as quick as it came.
I mean,
but
if they have like a few Tiffany's or a lot of Tiffany's that are buying that don't like their photos
people,
and are like buying,
that is true.
Like 40 bucks.
A
worth.
Lot of people bought those packs.
Yeah.
And a bought lot. Them more than once. I bought one pack. I said, don't know who the hell that is, but I'm gonna try it one more time. I said,
yo, let me find some better
damn, they got
here.
Three. They got three right. I'm gonna try it again.
any final thoughts from you guys? I mean, we're about a little less than an hour in. We talked about obviously coming off the show. Tiffany shared some stuff with us that I wasn't expecting her to share. Caught up a little bit. Talked about the traders again. Just to plug it one more time, January 12th on Peacock. You can binge the whole series. You definitely want to go support Cody, support the Winner's Circle. Make sure you check it out. We will be talking about it. And as time progresses, way down in the comments, because I think now we put our foot in our mouths, and I do think we maybe have to do a premiere party, something where we set something up where we do a live show, maybe do a Q&A, maybe do a live draft, have some people there, some drinks, some food, maybe New York will do. That's probably the most central location. And then we'll watch the show and come in after. So when would Big Brother be coming back? That's summer. So we got
summer,
time.
Yeah.
We got
well, time. Wait, you know, the real season, I'm sorry, I don't want to offend anyone. Yikes. The traditional season of Big Brother comes to in July, but there's Celebrity Big Brother in February, maybe.
Was that announced?
Or did they not announce it?
Yeah, is it
celebrity?
Happening? Do you know something we don't know? Because we weren't sure.
I don't know. I'm the celebrity. Anyway, they can give me that chick.
I mean, because
we
want to
congratulate
hoping.
Cody, though. Cody, congratulations on putting your brain through another cycle of social psychology. And I'm glad that you still appear to be Cody to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can always chat with us. This is my home base. You guys were the first people to allow me to have a show on your channel. So I am a part of the winner circle. Whether you guys call me a winner or not, I'm a winner at life because I'm still breathing.
You did win.
Air.
You won. People always say that, by the way, real quick. You won America's Favorite. You won. We didn't say you had to win Big Brother or win. It's any show. It's winning anything, winning at life. It could be anything. It's people need to stop taking that so literal. It's the dumbest argument ever, by the way.
Or we're going
to
change the name.
Those are just people who don't.
And by the way, you need to stop thanking us, Tiffany, because we reached out to you. We wanted you on the show. So you make the show better. You make what we do better. So it's a privilege and an honor to have you. Cody, you're okay too, obviously. And
I'm awesome.
Everyone out. Everyone out there, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for joining us here on the Winner Circle. We probably won't be back next week. We're going to take a little bit of time off for the holidays. So we hope you're enjoying the holidays as well.
New Year.
Be safe out there, and we will see you soon.
And I'll text you guys my Christmas list. I found a dining room table I want. Six chairs.
Ooh, six chairs.